CRI News, I'm Si Zhi. Chinese space experts say weather forecasts show that Thursday or Friday might be suitable for launching the Tiangong-1 spacecraft, the prototype of China's space lab. The unmanned Tiangong-1 is part of China's first spacecraft rendezvous and docking mission. The rocket that was sent Tiangong-1 into space has arrived at the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in the northwest Gansu province. All systems of the Tiangong-1 project went through a joint maneuver Sunday afternoon. Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh says he remains committed to implementing the Gulf Cooperation Council's initiative on power transfer. Saleh was delivering his first speech since he returned to Yemen Friday after receiving medical treatment in Saudi Arabia. He was severely injured in an attack on the presidential palace in June. Saleh also promised to hold early presidential and parliamentary elections in the country once a peace deal is reached between his government and the opposition.
We reiterate today that we are committed to the Gulf Initiative in its form and committed to sign it through the Vice President, who has been given authority by an active presidential decree that allows him to enter dialogue, sign the initiative, and agree the procedures to implement it, so we can get the country out of this dangerous crisis.
When Saleh was speaking, tens of thousands of protesters gathered in central Sana'a demanding his resignation. In a marked turn, the King of Saudi Arabia has announced that women are going to be allowed to vote and run in the next municipal elections. King Abdullah has also proclaimed that women will be allowed to join the Shura Council. Abdullah says the kingdom refuses to marginalize women in all walks of society. Saudi Arabia, which adheres to a strict version of Sunni Islam, doesn't allow women to travel, receive operations, or drive without a man with them. Pakistani Prime Minister Yusuf Jilani has recalled his foreign minister from the UN General Assembly. The move comes following US accusations that Jilani's government is supporting the Taliban. Outgoing US Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Mike Mullen has accused Pakistan's spy agency of supporting the Haqqani network. The network is believed to have carried out an attack on the US embassy in Kabul 2 weeks ago, which left 25 people dead. The International Monetary Fund and World Bank have wrapped up their semi-annual meetings, with European policymakers facing mounting pressure to try to contain their debt crisis. China, alongside the United States, have been pressing Europe to do more. US Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is warning that a failure to combat the debt crisis in Europe is going to create a catastrophe. IMF officials say the European Central Bank is the only player big enough to solve the crisis. An overloaded bus has overturned on a highway in southwest Democratic Republic of Congo, killing 19 people and injuring several others. A local official in Bonlugu has blamed overloading and bad conditions of the vehicle for the accident. A passenger ship caught fire after colliding with a tugboat in a river in Indonesia. At least 4 people were killed and hundreds of passengers were evacuated following the accident in South Kalimantan. The ship, carrying more than 440 people, was sailing from East Java toward South Kalimantan. Police officers across China are being forced to sit for a qualification exam. The roughly 2 million police officers will have to sit the exam before they can be activated for duty next year. Those that pass won't have to sit the qualification exams for another 5 years. The police officers are being forced to take the exams to press home the need for better understanding of Chinese rules and regulations. A 62-year-old American woman has given up her third attempt to swim across the Florida Strait after she was bitten by jellyfish. Diana Nyad was trying to be the first person to swim across the Florida Strait without a steel shark cage. She withdrew her attempt 40 hours after she left Havana. She had covered two-thirds of the 166 kilometers total distance. Nyad tried to cross the strait first in 1978, but withdrew due to the bad weather after 42 hours in the sea. Last month, she had a second attempt in which she covered half of the distance in 29 hours. Nyad said her dream still continues. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Si Zhi in Beijing.